When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 1996, Christmas got weird. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1996 debuted the Spice Girls and Hotmail, but a muscle-bound Christmas failure made 1996 a strange year. Santa with Muscles, November 1996.
In the season of Santa, there are two kinds of people. The naughty and the nice.
I've got $50 for the first elf that brings me Santa Claus.
Hulk Hogan is Blake Thorne, and he's definitely naughty. To make his getaway, he's going to make a mockery of the world's most beloved hero.
Do you have a minute?
Fox me, you little brat.
That's him.
But sometimes, the only way you can feel the spirit of Christmas...
Where'd he go?
...is to be hit over the head with it.
Santa!
What? It's showtime.
Now, this confused bad boy is Santa, like you've never seen him before. A bearded basher of bad guys.
Yeah!
A hero with a silly hat. A Robin Hood in red.
Who were those guys anyway?
Oh, they were from Mr. Frost.
He's been clearing out the whole neighborhood, and no one knows why.
And he's got 3 days to foil a band of evil scientists.
Assemble the team. We're taking the orphanage.
Wait till Santa hears about this. He'll kick your butt to New Year's.
Santa, you slay me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hulk Hogan is Santa with an attitude.
Keep the milk and cookies warm.
Santa with some friends. Santa with a mission.
How are we supposed to get over this?
And most of all, he's Santa with muscles.
They can't start Christmas without me, can they?
There have been many Santas.
You're not Santa. You're fed.
But there's only one named Hulk.
Well, all you had to do was knock.
Santa with muscles.
There's a new Santa in town, and I know if you've been naughty or nice.
Christmas movies are hit and miss. But even the misses can get a pass during the holiday season. However, the Hulk Hogan-helmed film, Christmas with Muscles, is the exception. The John Merlowski-directed project starred pro wrestler-turned-actor Hulk Hogan and was actor Mila Kunis' first feature role. The film premiered on November 8, 1996. Santa with Muscles is commonly noted as not only one of the worst Christmas movies ever made, but one of the worst overall films ever made. It's marketed as a light family action comedy, but what's not advertised is that it's weird. Very weird. The film begins with the wealthy and successful Blake Thorne, played by Hogan. He has a successful bodybuilding product empire, but after one reckless day, his identity and purpose changed. And as a warning, spoilers are ahead. One day, after carelessly playing paintball, Blake Thorne is chased by the police. He ends up in a mall, where he disguises himself as Santa Claus himself. To evade the cops, he slides down a garbage chute, hits his head, and suffers a head injury, which results in amnesia. After losing his memory, he's duped into believing he's Santa Claus by a man masquerading as an elf. In the meantime, the wicked scientist, Ebenezer Frost, sends his thugs to demolish an orphanage to seize control of the mystical crystals underneath the orphanage. And Blake Thorne as Santa Claus, he makes it his life's mission to save the day and protect the orphanage. More on that after this break. Although Blake manages to save the kids, the orphanage is destroyed due to the crystal overload. And by the end, Frost and his goons are captured. Blake then convinces Ebenezer Frost to use his estate to serve as the new orphanage. As far as reviews, most people gave the film 1 star. Emmanuel Levy was kind enough to provide the movie with 2 out of 5 stars. That said, Santa with Muscles has remained unfavorably received and was ranked number 62 out of the worst 100 films on IMDb. It's also ranked number 43 worst kid movies of all time. During its opening weekend, the movie brought in $120,932 in box office revenue. Over the course of its only 2-week run, it made a total of $220,198. One of the more interesting facts about the film is that it was produced by Jordan Belfort, who was portrayed by Leonardo DiCaprio in the film The Wolf of Wall Street. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.